Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 10, Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Text number 43 and 44. Srimad Bhagavatam,
kapitavasala Prahlad,
Mahabhagavatasya cha
Mahabhagavatasya cha
Bhaktir jnanam viraktis cha
Bhaktir jnanam viraktis cha
Yatarkyam chasya vaihare
Yatarkyam chasya vaihare.
It is said that Srimad Bhagavatam Mahamuni Kritekim Patrair Ishwaraha, that Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. He is the Mahamuni, the great transcendental sage. Who has full transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srimad Bhagavatam is particularly meant for that purpose.
Srimad Bhagavatam je konkrétne umienený pre tento účel.
Krishne svadamo bhagati dharma jnana libisaha. It is said that when Krishna left for his transcendental abode, dharma and jnana went with him.
Povedané, že keď Krishna opustil tento svet a vrátil sa do svojho duchovného sídla, tak jnana a dharma išli s ním.
So after Krishna left the planet, then the symptoms of the age of Kali became manifest.
Potom, keď opustil planetu, tak symptómy veku Kali sa začali manifestovať.
Which is described as an age of dense darkness.
A je to popísané ako vek veľkej temnoty.
Because somehow or other, due to sense gratification, nunam pramate yat indriya pritya apninoti, due to sense gratification people have forgotten what the soul, what the goal of life is. And they engage in all kinds of activities which bring them only suffering. And still we do it. So that's madness.
To je šialenstvo.
So, yeah, that's the age of Kali, madness.
To je vek Kali, je to šialenstvo.
We know that it's gonna get us in all kinds of trouble. Still we do.
My vieme, že nám to priniesie rôzne druhy problémov a stále to robíme.
This is madness.
To je šialenstvo.
So it means that we are no longer using our intelligence.
Znamená to toľko, že už viac nepoužívame našu inteligenciu.
Just like sometimes a car is driving alone without a driver.
A niekedy auto jazdí samo aj bez šoféra.
If it goes down the hill.
Ak ide dolu z kopca.
But it will not be successful very long, that car will smash into something.
Dlho to nebude úspešné tá jazda, pretože to auto niekde nabúra.
So if one is not led by the intelligence, then surely one will meet with some exit.
Ak osoba nie je vedená inteligenciou, určite sa stretne s nejakým s nejakou prekážkou, s nejakým nejakou nehodou.
Therefore, and Krishna says, Dadami buddhi yogam tam, I give intelligence.
Krishna hovorí, ja dávam inteligenciu.
Dhamam tu saksat bhagavat pranitam, it is Krishna who makes the, who establishes what is truth and what is not truth.
Krishna určuje, čo je pravda a čo nie.
It is Krishna who establishes what is dharma, what is religious principles.
Krishna ustanovuje, čo sú náboženské zásady, čo je dharma.
You cannot manufacture.
Vy si to nemôžete vymyslieť.
In this age of Kali, the practice is no one is likes formal religion. Because no one likes authority. No one likes to be told what to do, what not to do. So, if people still want some religion, they manufacture their own. That's this age, homemade religion. And for most people, materialism is in the foreground. Shopping is the religion of the age. And the temples are the shopping malls, Kaufland.
Kaufland.
No advertising. Anyway, so the point is that in this age of Kali, we are bewildered and confused. We strive for the wrong things. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us pure transcendental knowledge.
Srimad Bhagavatam nám dává čisté transcendentální poznání.
And Srimad Bhagavatam is not only the description of Krishna, of Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead.
Bhagavatam nie je len popis Krishnu ako najvyššie osobnosti božstva.
But Srimad Bhagavatam is also the description of the devotees of Krishna.
Je takisto popisom oddaných pána Krishnu.
Not only Bhagavan, but also the Bhagavats, right? The devotees.
Nielen Bhagavan, ale Bhagavatovia, oddaní.
In America, Prabhupada gave a lecture, and someone asked this question: Is Jeanne d'Arc from France, like this, is she also in the Bhagavatam?
V Amerike dával Prabhupada lekciu a tam sa ho tady pýtali nejakú osobnosť, nejakého Francúza, on je tiež v Bhagavatame?
Johann
Kasarku.
Johann Kasarku. Johann Good friend of mine. So this devotee is asking, is Johankas Arku also in the Bhagavatam?
Takže ten tady se pýtal, či Johankas Arku je tiež spomenutá v Bhagavatam.
And Prabhupada said,
Pán se tak pozastavil.
And he said, Johankas Arku in the Bhagavatam?
Johankas Arku v Bhagavatam?
Yes, she's also in the Bhagavatam.
Ano, ona je tiež tam.
He says, because the life of the devotees is also Bhagavatam. Just as we are reading the Chaitanya, we're reading the Prabhupada Lilamrita. And it's as good as Bhagavatam. And as good as Bhagavatam, there is whatever we read about the life of Prabhupada and his activities has the same potency.
Takže je to rovnako dobré ako Bhagavatam, pretože keď čítame o Prabhupadovi a jeho zábavách, má to tú istú energiu.
Prabhupada said that the words of that you find in the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Narottam Das Thakur are as good as a shastra.
Že slova, ktoré nájdeme v piesniach Bhaktivinoda Thakura, tak sú rovnaké dobré ako tie šastry.
He said that whatever they say, it's as good as shastra.
Hovorí, čokoľvek oni vravia, je to rovnako dobré ako šastra.
So we think like that about Prabhupada, right? Prabhupada said is for us absolute.
Takže my tak uvažujeme o Prabhupádovi, co on povedal, to je absolutní.
The Shastra is meant to be absolute. It is meant to be the truth and you cannot argue with it.
A Shastra znamená, že je to absolutné, je to konečná pravda, o tom se nediskutuje.
Sometimes you can say, well, I don't understand this point.
A někdy si myslíme, já tomuto bodu nerozumím.
But one cannot argue.
Ale my nemůžeme prostě argumentovat.
So Prabhupada says, yes, in India this was the custom. If you said it's a Vedic injunction, then okay, then everyone, no more arguments.
V Indii je to stále zvykom, když se povede, je to vedský závěr, tak každý ví, že žádné argumenty prostě neplatí.
Because the Veda is considered to be apurusheya, it is not coming from men.
Že Veda je apurusheya, ona nepochází od člověka.
It is manifest from the breath of the Supreme Lord.
Ona je manifestovaná z dýchu nejvyššího pána.
And completely pure transcendental knowledge.
Takže je to úplně čisté transcendentální poznání.
But nikam kalpataru kalitam phalam sukhamukat amrita drava samyutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam uhulahurasa avi uviva vukaha. This Srimad Bhagavatam is described to be the essence of all the Vedic knowledge.
Srimad Bhagavatam je popisán jako esencia všetkého vedského poznání.
Nikama, this means the Vedic literature.
Nikama znamená vedská literatura.
And it says this Vedic literature is a kalpataru. It is a wish-fulfilling desire tree.
Vedská literatura je kalpataru. Je to strom plňací všetky priania.
But it is said, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of that Vedic desire tree.
A Srimad Bhagavatam je taký dozretý plod tohto plodu vedského poznania.
Stromu poznania. So no problem. No problem. Yes, it is. Therefore, we are interested in Srimad
Bhagavatam.
It describes the life of pure devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj was only a small boy. But because even when he was in the womb, he had the association of a devotee like Narada Muni, he became so advanced.
Protože když byl v loni, měl společnost vznešeného daného Narada Muniho, tak potom se stal tiež vznešený.
And he was always blissful.
On byl stále blažený.
Sometimes he was, as a kid, he was just jumping and dancing while chanting the name of Krishna.
Že jako dítě on tancoval a zpíval, byl šťastný, keď chantoval jméno Krishna.
Tears would come from his eyes.
No, slzy mu tekly z očí.
You say, well, that our children do that also.
A naše děti by to mali robit tiež.
They also jump and dance and tears are also coming from their eyes.
Takže tancují a skáču, zpívají a tiež jim tečou slzy.
Yes, but Prahlad was so ecstatic that even when they called him for prasadam, that he didn't come.
Takže ale Prahlad byl tak ecstatický, že když ho zavolali na prasadam, tak on prostě nepřišel.
Because he was totally absorbed in the Lord.
On byl úplně pohružený v Pánovi.
That was his prasadam.
To bylo jeho prasadam.
Prasadam means prasidati, that one is completely satisfied.
Prasadam znamená prasidati, znamená, že osoba je úplně spokojená.
So Prahlad was completely satisfied.
Prahlad byl úplně spokojený.
Just satisfied with Krishna.
Jednoducho spokojený byl s Krishnou.
So that is really the a person who is has the proper understanding.
To je skutečně osoba, která má správné pochopení.
So we are worshipping such pure devotees.
Takže my takýchto čistých oddaných uctíváme.
We are remembering the pure devotees.
Myslíme na nich.
Like Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that there are particularly 12 pure devotees mentioned in the Bhagavatam that are that are there as examples for us.
Takže v Bhagavatam je spomenutých zvlášť 12 čistých oddaných, ktorí sú veľmi významní pre nás.
It is said Svayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Kumaro, Kapilu, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balir, Vyasaki, Vayam. So, there is Lord Brahma and Svayambhu Manu and Lord Shiva. There is the Kumaras, Kapila, and Manus. There is Prahlado, Janako. There is Prahlad, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, and Bali Maharaj, and Vyasaki means Vedavyas. These are all the Mahajans.
Takže tieto všetky osobnosti sú Mahajanovia.
Good translation. Yes, these are the 12 examples for us.
Oni sú pre nás 12 príkladných oddaných.
Because they all in different situations chose for Krishna.
Takže oni v rôznych situáciách si vybrali Krishnu.
Life brings choices.
A život prináša voľby.
But always has to choose.
Vždy si musíme vybrať.
And it's difficult to choose because if you choose one thing, you can't have the other.
A je to ťažké sa rozhodnúť, pretože ak si vyberieme jednu vec, nemôžeme mať tú druhú.
We would prefer to choose everything.
No, my sme si radi vybrali všetko.
Which one would you like? I'll take both. No, only one. Oh, what to do now? This is difficult. So this is, and then you get caught in these situations where you cannot decide. This is a dilemma.
Je to dilema.
What to do? Yeah, and also dilemma in Czech. So then we don't know what to do. But we see that the devotees, the Mahajans in the Bhagavatam, they are not hesitant people.
Takže títo Mahajanovia, oni nie sú ľudia, ktorí váhajú.
They are not people who go, oh, what to do, shall I do this, shall I do that, what shall I do, what to do.
No, to druh ľudí, ktorí ako váha, že čo mám robiť, toto urobím, alebo toto urobím.
No. They choose for Krishna.
Oni si vybrali Krishna.
Finished.
To je koniec.
And they just choose for Krishna and then they stop calculating.
Oni si jednoducho vybrali Krishnu a prestali kalkulovať.
We still calculate, you know. Okay, I choose for Krishna.
My stále kalkulujeme, okay, tak ja si vyberiem Krishnu.
But if I choose for Krishna, what am I getting?
Ale keď si vyberiem Krishnu, tak čo z toho dostanem ja?
Okay, I choose for Krishna, but what am I getting?
Takže vybral som si Krishnu, ale čo z toho ja dostanem?
Then we are not purely choosing for Krishna.
Takže to není ako čistý ten výber.
Vamana, oh, such a nice young brahmachari.
Vamana to bol taký mladý brahmachari.
Oh, dressed in deer skin. Oh.
Oblečený v jelenej koži.
Oh, he had a straw belt.
Mal taký krásny opasok.
Oh, he was very, very beautiful.
Bol prekrásny.
And he had a parasol also.
On mal tak tiež dážnik malý.
So this very nice brahmachari comes and he asks for some charity.
Oh. On prišiel a pýtal si nejakú dobročinnosť.
Bali Maharaj was inclined, yes, whatever you desire.
Bali Maharaj súhlasil, čokoľvek si budeš prijať.
His spiritual master told him, no, don't do it, he will take everything.
A jeho duchovný učiteľ mu radil, nerob to, on ti vezme všetko.
Bali Maharaj did not care.
Bali Maharaj sa to nestará.
Bali Maharaj just says, no, it's my duty, he's a brahmachari, I must give.
On vedel, že to je jeho povinnosť, on je brahmachari a mu musím dať.
All right, can you give me 3 steps of land?
Takže v poriadku, môžeš mi dať 3 kroky zeme?
Only 3 kroky? So
iba 3?
I can give you three planets.
Já ti můžem dát tři planety.
No, no, no. I only want three steps.
Já mě stačí tři kroky.
Because I'm a brahmachari.
Já jsem brahmachari.
I don't need much.
Já toho veľa nepotrebujem.
Brahmachari, I just need to lie down somewhere. Three steps is enough.
Brahmachari, já si jen potrebujem někde lahnout. Tři kroky budou v poriadku.
All right, you choose your three steps of land.
Tak v poriadku, ty jsi si vybral ty tři kroky.
And Vamana grew in size and in two steps took the whole universe.
Že Vamana vyrástol a dvomi krokmi si vzal celý vesmír.
Sukracharya, Bali Monarch, Spiritual Master was saying, I told you, I told you, I told you.
Že duchovný učitel Bali Maharaja Sukracharya hovoril, to jsem ti to pravil.
And now what will you do? With two steps he took everything. You promised him three, now what will you give him?
No, yep. Krok mi pokryl všetko a teraz slúbil si mu tri a teraz čo urobíš?
He took everything, now you have nothing left to give him.
On ti všetko vzal, tri už nemáš, čo by si mu dal.
Then Bali Maharaj said, I'll offer him my head. Bowed down, offered his head. Said, please, place your third step on my head.
Takže Bali Maharaj mu pomokol, urob ten tretí krok na mou hlavu, prosím.
Of course, Vamanadev said that he didn't ask for a step of head, he asked for a step of land.
Vamanadev hovorí, ja som neprosil o ten krok na tú hlavu, ale na nejakú zem.
So he said, you didn't keep your promise?
Takže on povedal, ty si nedodržal sľub.
So then, in the universe there is a big snake.
Takže vo vesmíre je veľký had.
Veľký, veľký. And so, Vasuki.
Vasuki.
So Vamanadev called Vasuki and then Vasuki came and he tied up Vamanadev. Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj.
Že Vamana zavolal toho Vasukiho a on Bali Maharaja spútal.
Up to the neck.
Až po krk.
Only his head was sticking out.
Takže iba jeho hlava trčala.
It was a little difficult to breathe.
Že bolo ťažké dýchať v tej situácii.
And Vamanadev let him be in this grip of the snake for quite some time.
Takže v tomto zavretí toho hada on ho nechal nějaký čas.
He gave everything to Krishna and see what he got.
Takže on dal Krishnovi všetko a pozrite, čo získal.
So what is the moral of the story?
Že je to morálka, aká je morálka v tom príbehu.
You got it. Don't give everything to Krishna, okay?
Máte to? Nedávajte všetko Krishnovi, je to jasné?
No. We see, no, he gave everything to Krishna, but Krishna did not say, thank you.
On dal všetko Krishnovi a Krishna nepovedal, ďakujem.
He tied him up in his neck.
Takže on ho spútal tým hadom.
Bali Maharaj is getting all pale.
Bali Maharaj už bol z toho zdrtený.
And Vamanadev kept him there.
Vamanadev ho takto ako dostal.
So just imagine, if he would have given everything to Vamana, and then after he ties you up in a snake, how would you feel?
Takže si predstavte, keby ste mu všetko rozdali a potom on by vás takto spútal, ako by ste sa cítili?
Many of us would be going, oh, this Vamana, he is too much, he is not gentle, he is not kind, we would lose faith.
Tak by sme pochybovali o tej viere, by sme si mysleli, tento Vamana, on není vôbec láskavý, není milý.
We might turn against him.
Mohli by sme sa k nemu otočiť takto.
But not Bali Maharaj.
Ale Bali Maharaj to neurobil.
Bali Maharaj, even when he was in the snake, he still kept on praying to the Supreme Lord.
Aj v tej situácii on stále sa modlil k najvyššiemu pánovi.
So Vamana was testing him.
Takže Vamana ho takto skúšal.
He wanted to see, are you really my devotee?
A musel vidieť, si skutočne môj oddaný?
So he gave him some difficulty to see, are you really my devotee?
On mu spôsobil nejaké ťažkosti, si skutočne môj oddaný?
And when Bali Maharaj was about to faint,
už keď skoro odpadával,
that's when Aditi, the mother of the demigods, came personally.
V tej chvíli prišla Aditi, matka polobohov, osobne.
And she happens to be also Vamanadeva's mother.
Takže ona bola tiež Vamanova matka.
So she said, come on, let him go.
Tak ona povedala, tak nechaj ho ísť.
So what do you do when your mother comes and says, come on, let him go?
Co robíte, když přijde vaše matka, tak jednoducho poslouchněte.
So then Vámana says, yeah, all right then.
Tak Vámana neochotně souhlasil, tak dobré.
And he lets him go.
A tak ho potom prepustil.
Of course, later he gave him a great reward also.
A samozřejmě neskôr mu dal velkou odměnu.
He gave him a planet with a beautiful palace, and Vamanadeva personally became the his a guard in his palace.
Takže on měl celou planetu s krásným palácem a Vamanadeva se stal strážným na té planetě.
So it's not so bad when you get the constant association of the Supreme Lord.
Takže není to také zlé, když získáte společnost věčného společníka Pána.
So Krishna shows, if you choose for me, it may not always turn out good.
Takže Krishna ukazuje na tomto příkladě, když si má vyberieš, ne vždy to musí jít hladko.
You may get difficulties if you choose for me.
Ak si má vyberieš, tak budeš mať ťažkosti.
But if you tolerate these difficulties, oh, then you will purchase me.
Takže ak to budeš tolerovať, tak tým si ma získaš.
And then I'll shower you with mercy.
A potom ťa zaplaví milosťou.
So all these pure devotees, they have that faith.
Takže všetci títo čistí oddaní mali tento druh viery.
And now it's our turn.
A teraz je rad na nás.
We are in our own lives.
Takže sme v našich vlastných životoch.
Maybe not as dramatic as Prahlad.
A možno nie tak dramatický ako Prahlad.
Generally we don't have fathers who try to get us cooked like pakoras.
Většinou nemáme otcov, ktorí by nás najradšej uvarili ako pakory.
Our fathers are generally not that bad.
Naši otcovia nie sú viac menej tak zlí.
Prahlad Hiranyakasipu had all kinds of nice ideas for his son.
Hiranyakasipu mal veľa pekných nápadov, čo urobí so svojím synom.
Let's see if he can fly. Throw him off the cliff.
Skúsime čtyra vylietať, dám ho zahodiť zo skaly.
And a few other nice arrangements.
Ďalších pár pekných pokusov, aranžmánov.
But Prahlad didn't care.
Ale Prahlad sa o to nestaral.
Even when his father put him in a pit with snakes. Snakes everywhere.
Otec ho dal do takého miesta, kde boli všade hady.
No. Prahlad was not afraid.
On sa nebal, Prahlad.
Prahlad was thinking that, no, my Lord will protect me.
Prahlad rozmýšľal takto, že môj pán ochráni.
A famous disciple of Ramanuja Acharya was Vedanta Desika.
Takže slavný žiak Ramanuja Acharya bol Vedanta Desika.
And Vedanta Desika was a very prolific writer.
On bol taký spisovateľ alebo učenec. Prolific.
Means he wrote a lot of books.
Takže napísal veľa kníh. Ako plodný spisovateľ.
And he was saying that okay, I'll try to remember it as good as possible.
Takže budem sa snažiť spomenúť si najlepšie, ako to bude možné.
But I may not get it 100% perfect.
A možno to bude 100% nedokonalé.
Because then I need my notebook.
Ale potom by som potreboval svoj notebook.
Anyway, Prahlad Maharaj is describing, he said, he's asked, but my dear Prahlad, when they threw you in the pit of snakes, you were not afraid of all those snakes?
Že pýtali sa Prahlada Maharaja, keď ťa hodili do tej jamy s tými hadmi, ty si sa ich nebál?
And Prahlad said, no, I was not afraid.
A on hovoril, nie, ja som sa ich nebál.
No, but how come you were not afraid when they threw you to all these snakes? Everybody would be afraid.
Takže ako je to možné, že keď ti tam hodili, sa nebál, každý by sa bál?
Prahlad said, no, you see, Lord Vishnu, he's my father.
Prahlad hovoril, pozri sa, pán Vishnu je môj otec.
And he has a bed of snake.
on má tu to lože má s hadou.
So when the son plays on his father's bed, will he be afraid?
Takže keď sa dieťa hrá na otcovej posteli, myslíš, že sa bojí?
No.
No, tak nie.
I was not afraid.
Ja som sa nebál.
So in this way, and there's some more things that I forgot.
Takže tam ešte viacej ako detaily.
So in this way, Vedanta Desikar is explaining that Prahlad was not afraid.
Takže Vedanta Desikar takýmto spôsobom vysvetľuje, že Prahlad sa nebál.
When we are devotee of Krishna, we are not afraid.
A keď sme oddaní Krishnu, tak nemáme strach.
Krishna will protect us.
Krishna nás ochrání.
And raksis chetiti visvaso, we have that faith Krishna will take care of us.
A my máme tu vieru, že Krishna sa o nás postará.
In this way, we just take shelter of Krishna.
Týmto spôsobom u neho prijímame útočisko.
We remember that old play, The Boatman.
Poznáme tú hru na toho prevozníka.
Where the boatman is in India is going across the Ganga.
Takže on prevažuje ľudí cez Gangu.
One professor comes.
Prišiel tam jeden profesorík.
Can you take me across the river?
Prosím, prevezieš ma teda?
Yes. 10 rupees.
Dobre, 10 rupees.
No, I'll give you 5.
Ja ti dám 5.
Okay, 8 rupees.
8.
Last price.
Posledná nabídka.
Okay.
Tak, dobre.
They go across and then naturally the professor seeing in the water is seeing so a fish and he knows the Latin name for the fish.
Takže ten profesor videl nejakú rybu a poznal jej latinský názov.
And he said, oh, an apidontalax.
Apidontalax.
Oh, and he says to the boatman, you don't know.
Hovoril tomu prevozníkovi, ty to nepoznáš ani?
Boatman says, no, I don't know these things.
No, to neviem, to nepoznám.
You have wasted 25% of your life.
Ty si premrhal 25% svojho života.
And more things happen, and again he says, you wasted second time 25, you wasted 50% of your life.
Že zase sa niečo stalo a potom hovorí, no ty si premrhal 50% svojho života.
You wasted 75% of your life.
Tak ty si premárnil 75% svojho života.
Then there's a thunderstorm.
Zrazu prišla búrka.
Suddenly the boat is like shaking on the waves.
Tá loď sa začala kýmať sa na tých vlnách.
And the boatman says to the professor, jump, swim.
Abo ten prevozník hovorí, tak skoč a plávaj.
The professor says, I can't swim.
On hovorí, ja neviem plávať.
Then the boatman says, you've wasted 100% of your life.
A ten prevozník, no tak ty si premárnil 100% na svoj život.
So in this way, we are... No, it is okay, it's okay. What comes in must come out. So the boatman pointed out, just put your faith in Krishna.
Tak on takto ukázal, daj svoju vieru k Krishnu.
And then everything will be fine.
A potom všetko bude v poriadku.
Krishna will protect us.
Krishna nás ochrání.
And now just like the Mahajans.
A teraz presne ako Mahajanovia.
Now it is our turn.
A teraz je rád na nás.
You know, transcendental knowledge is not only interesting philosophy from a book.
Transcendentálne poznanie to nie je len zaujímavá filozofia z knižky.
It actually becomes real.
Ono sa to stáva skutočným.
The circumstances in life force us to live it.
A tie okolnosti v živote nás nútia to žiť.
And that's the tough part.
A to je taká ťažšia časť toho.
To understand the philosophy and explain it, that's easy.
A pochopiť filozofiu a vysvetliť ju, to je jednoduché.
But to live it in real life, that's tough.
Ale žiť to v reálnom živote, to je trochu ťažké.
But that's exactly what is expected from us.
Ale toto presne sa od nás očakáva.
That is exactly the purpose of the Bhagavatam.
To je význam Bhagavatamu.
That's why all these examples are there.
To je kvůli čemu všechny ty příklady jsou tam.
So that our thick skull, skull is very thick. Skull, the skull. Very thick.
Hrubá.
Thick like a brick.
Hrubá jako těhla.
There was a 10-year-old boy in England who got a prize for writing a poem called Thick Like a Brick.
Takže v Anglicku byl nějaký 10-ročný chlapec, který získal nějakou cenu, že napísal takovou básně, že tlustý jako cihla.
Nothing goes through.
Nic tam neprenikne.
No matter all the good advice we hear, thick like a brick, it doesn't go through.
Takže jakákoliv dobrá rada prostě k nám směruje, tak my prostě to nevnímáme cestu hrubou.
That's our Kali Yuga conditioning.
Tak to je podmenění nás v Kali Yuga.
So what to do now?
Takže co s tím?
What we read about Bhagavatam.
Takže ale my čítáme o Bhagavatame.
And Bhagavatam is telling us, come on, Prahlad did it.
Takže Bhagavatam nám hovorí, tak Prahlad to urobil, tak co ty?
Come on. Dhruva overcame his anger. You can do it.
Dhruva tiež premohol svoj hnev, tak ty to môžeš tiež dokázať.
Come on. Bhishma Dev tolerated a few arrows. Come on.
Bhishma Dev toleroval tých pár šípov, tak čo je, poďme.
Come on. The Pandavas were in the forest 14 years.
Pandavci boli v lese 14 rokov.
Come on. The Bali Maharaj lost everything and was strangled in a snake. I mean, you know, you don't have it that bad.
Bali Maharaj prišiel o všetko a bol spútaný tým hadom na tom mieste tak zle.
And they chose for Krishna.
No, oni si to vybrali si Krishna.
Now we must do.
A teraz my to musíme urobiť.
Somehow or other.
Nejakým spôsobom.
As Rupa Goswami says, yena tena prakrivena mana Krishna sevya. Somehow or other, whatever the circumstances are, fix the mind on Krishna.
Takže Rupa Goswami hovorí, akékoliv jsou okolnosti, upnite mysl na Krishna.
And the mind says, oh, but, you know, can't I have a holiday?
A mysl hovorí, no, nemůžu mít ještě prázdniny.
I want to surrender to Krishna.
A já se chcem odovzdat Krishnovi.
Zítra.
Zítra.
Zítra, Zítra I will surrender to Krishna.
Zítra se budu zdát Krishnovi.
And tomorrow we say again Zítra.
A zítra znovu povíme znovu.
Not Zítra. Zítra. Slovák je Zítra.
Slováci to máš jinak.
So it is like that we are so we can say I'll surrender after the lecture.
Môže povedať tak po tej lekcii sa odovzdám.
Good lecture, I think I should get more serious about my spiritual.
Dobrá lekcia, mal by som ako to zobrať vážnejšie.
I think I'm going to get more serious about my spiritual life after the lecture.
Po lekcii to začne vážne, ten duchovný život konečne.
No, not after the lecture. Now.
Nie po lekcii, ale teraz.
Surrender means now.
Ale odovzdanie znamená teraz.
It surrender means always, in every situation.
Odovzdanie znamená vždycky, v každej situácii.
Surrender is not one time.
Odovzdanie nie je, že urobíme to jedenkrát.
I surrender a long, long time ago, and now I know, and now I know, I surrender a long, long time ago. Now let's see if you can
Tak už som sa odovzdal dávno predtým, tak teraz už to je v pohode.
It's not like that. Surrender comes again and again.
Toto nie, to odovzdanie prichádza znova a znova.
Always, again and again. Vždy. Now.
Znova a znova, teraz.
And then, now and then the next moment again, from moment to moment, that is surrender.
Že každú chvíľu to odovzdanie musí prísť.
If someone says, I am surrendering my life.
Někdo říká, odevzdávám svůj život.
That is Shakespeare.
To je Shakespeare.
Or drama.
To je prostě drama.
Yeah. Who's a famous famous drama artist in this part of the world?
Takže jaký je slavný herec alebo dramatik v této části?
Who is famous? The big, big drama artist from this.
The previous president, Havel?
Havel, yeah. Sleeping on the bench in the park. I saw the photo.
Že spal na lavičke v parku, jsem viděl fotku.
That was just for the photo, of course.
To bylo iba pre to fotenie, samozrejme.
So he was definitely a good actor.
Takže definitivně bol dobrý herec.
Yes, so if we say I surrender my life, that is drama.
Takže hovoríme odovzdám svoj život, to je dráma, to je umenie, niečo prejavené.
Okay, you can desire it.
Takže dobre, môžeme potom túžiť.
But if we say I surrender from moment to moment, then we are surrendering.
Takže ak hovoríme ja sa odovzdávam moment za momentom, tak potom to je ozajstné.
So this is really Mahajana Yena Kata Sapanta. This means following in the footsteps.
To znamená kráčať v stopách Mahajana.
Every step.
Každý krok.
Not just saying, yes, we will also become pure devotee.
Nie iba povedať, áno, my sa tiež staneme čistými oddanými.
I want to be like Prahlad.
A chcem byť ako Prahlad.
Okay, I'll bring the snakes.
Tak čo, priniesem nejaké hary?
No problem.
No problem.
No, we have to first practice like Prahlad.
Takže najprv musíme to praktikovať ako Prahlad.
Abhyasa yogi yuktena tejasananyagamina paramam purusam divyam yati partam sintya. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, by regular practice to offer everything in service to me.
Krishna hovorí v Bhagavad Gita, že pravidelným praktikovaním my odovzdáme tú službu.
Then we'll become strong.
Potom sa staneme silní.
So it's very nice that we have communities of devotees.
Takže je veľmi pekné, že máme spoločenstvo oddaných alebo komunitu.
And when you come here and you see all these children.
Keď sem prídete a vidíte všetky tie deti.
So many.
Už je ich tam toľko veľa.
They grow like cabbage, they say.
Hovorí sa, že rastú ako kapusta.
So many children.
And then you talk on.
And then you think how nice, you know, to grow up like this.
Takže potom si myslíte, jak je to pekné vyrastat takto.
With the deities, with Prabhupada.
S božstvami, s Prabhupádom.
Some strom and some things like that.
Čas nějaký ten strom.
That is. It's such a good start.
To je dobrý začátek.
I always thought this was a good place.
Že som myslel, že toto je dobré miesto.
And I still think it's a good place.
A myslím si to stále.
And it will be a good place if we have a place based on the culture of the Bhagavatam.
A bude to dobré miesto, ak máme kultúru založenú na Bhagavatame.
And if we discuss the Bhagavatam.
Ako diskutujeme.
Machita, matkata, pranaburiyantas, paraspara, devotees. When they are together, they take pleasure in discussing about Krishna.
Keď sa oddaní zídu, tak získavajú potešenie, keď diskutujú o Krishnovi.
We discuss the Bhagavatam and we try to live according to the Bhagavatam.
Takže diskutujeme o Bhagavatame a snažíme sa ho tiež žiť.
And then we'll have a very successful community.
Potom budeme mať veľmi úspešnú komunitu.
I mean, that's the key.
A to je kľúčové.
You know, we may think maybe we need a meeting.
Môžeme si myslieť, no možno potrebujeme nejaký meeting.
We need a big meeting.
Potrebujeme veľké stretnutie.
To discuss, you know, how to improve the community.
Aby sme diskutovali, ako tú komunitu zlepšiť.
7 days and 7 nights meeting.
7 dní a 7 nocí sa budeme stretávať.
And after everyone has a headache.
A potom každého bolí hlava.
I'm not against meetings.
Takže já nejsem jako proti tomu.
Or maybe I am.
No.
Actually, I hate meetings.
Skutečnosti nenávidím.
But maybe that's not. Maybe that's a little bit off the point.
Takže možná je to taký bod, který se často diskutuje.
The real point is, as long as we discuss Bhagavatam, and as long as we live the Bhagavatam, surely we'll have a successful community.
A ta pointa je, že ako pokiaľ budeme ten Bhagavatam študovať a praktikovať, tak to bude úspešné ta komunita.
That is the clue to success.
To je kľúč k úspechu.
Úspechu. I'm learning new words now.
Takže sa teraz učím nové slovíčka.
2 days ago I learned Magor.
Prvo na nami som sa naučil slovíčko Magor.
So, any questions or comments?
Takže nejaké otázky, komentáre.
Som sa chcel zeptat, Maharaj. Mluvil o tom, že Adoní se ničeho nebojí, že vždycky věří, že se Krishna o něho postará. Ale co dělat v tom případě, když nejsme odání?
You mentioned about not fearing any situation and that Krishna will take care of us, but what in the case that we are not devotees?
Then Krishna will also take care of us.
Takže vtedy sa o nás Krishna postará takisto.
But then for the non-devotees he takes care through his external energy.
Ale o neodaných sa stará skrze svoju vonkajšiu energiu.
But the devotees are never captured by Maya.
Ale odaní nie sú nikdy polapení tou Mayou.
They're under the protection of Krishna.
Oni sú pod ochranou Krishny.
Even if they are still a little bit influenced by Maya.
A keď sú trošku ovplyvnení tou Mayou.
You know, there is a description in the scriptures about the Gyana Plavena, the boat of transcendental knowledge.
Takže v písmach je popis Gyana Plavena, je to loď transcendentálneho poznania.
And we should all get on board of this boat of transcendental knowledge.
Takže mali by sme sa tam nalodiť na túto loď transcendentálneho poznania.
So you know, there's a big lecture, and it sounds very convincing. And finally, say yes, okay, I will get on board of this boat of transcendental knowledge.
Takže máme tu lekciu, znie to veľmi presvedčivo, sme presvedčení, tak potom si poviem áno, tak ja tam nastúpim na tú loď.
But the problem is that the boat is rocking on the waves of the three modes of material nature.
Tá loď sa tak pohupuje proste. Naša nad tými troma kvalitami hmotnej prírody.
And, you know, your stomach.
Že ten žalúdok má problémy.
It's like, yeah. So, like this, it's not so easy.
Že nie je to jednoduché.
And the deck is very slippery.
A tá paluba je plská.
And if you're not careful, there are waves coming onto the deck sometime.
Tie vlny prídu na tú palubu.
So it's being on a boat is not just like a picnic, you know.
Takže byť na tej lodi to není nejaký piknik.
You have to hold yourself.
Musíš sa držať.
I mean, you don't go if the sea is a little rough, you don't go stand in the front where the waves are coming on the deck.
Takže keď je to more rozbúrené, tak nebudeš stáť na kraji, kde to je najhoršie.
It's like, you know. So in the beginning, in spiritual life. When we first get on board of the boat, we don't get a cabin yet. We are deck passengers.
Takže keď začíname s duchovným životom a prídeme na tú loď, tak sme pasažieri, ktorí ešte nemajú svoju kajutu.
And we are deck passengers. We don't get a kajutu. Huh?
I said.
Okay, yeah, I'm just checking. Otherwise, the whole story is wrong. And so we are on the deck, And it's slippery.
Takže jsme na té palubě a ona je kloská.
So therefore, and the shocks are strong. The 3 months of material nature, they shock our lives.
Takže ty šoky z těch troch kvalit hmotné přírody jsou silné.
So sometimes a devotee goes overboard.
Že někdy on přes tu palubu prepadne.
Man overboard! Man overboard!
Muž přes palubu.
Lifeboats and everything, you know, have to save him.
Záchranáři jdou a zachraňují ho.
So like this, in the beginning it can be a little difficult to stay in the boat of transcendental knowledge.
Takže na začátku to někdy může být obtížné zůstat na té lodi toho poznání.
Maya is still shaking us.
Maya s námi drasí stále.
But after some time, you know, they give you like they give you the cabin.
Po nějakém čase ti dají kajutu.
And then you know you're very comfortable in your kajutu.
Pohodlně můžeš jako fungovat.
And so like you're not worried about so much anymore about the material energy.
Takže už tak velmi potom se nemusíme starat o tu hmotnou energii.
In the beginning in spiritual life we see Maya, oh take it away.
Na začátku to pomůže, to vidíme Maya, no dáte to preč.
One devotee came to
Prabhupada.
And he complained. He said, you know, somehow or other, I'm always getting memories of my previous life, my material life. And all these things I've done in my material life, they are just, the memories are just coming. And Prabhupada said, yes, these memories are coming to remind you that you should never do these things again. But when the memories of material life are coming to us, we think, oh, I used to do all these things, oh, and now not anymore, oh.
Ale by tak ako keby sa nám za nimi cnie, proste stále si ešte tak pripomíname, no oni, čo som to všetko robil, no, čo teraz.
So, in this way, in the beginning we may be a little weak, you know, in our choice for Krishna.
Takže na začiatku môže byť trošku slabý v tom výbere, v tej vibrácii Krishna.
But with time we automatically become stronger.
Ale časom my automaticky sa staneme silní.
Just if we faithfully follow the process.
Jedině ak verně nasledujeme ten proces.
And the materialists, they are out there in the ocean.
A materialisti, oni jsou tam vonku v tom oceáne.
With the sharks.
S těmi žralokmi.
And the materialists, okay, you know, they will suffer life after life.
A materialisti, oni budou muset trpět život za životem.
And we try to save them.
A my se snažíme jich zachránit.
That's it.
To je všetko.
Maya knows Krishna's energy.
And Maya is one of the energies of Krishna.
Maya also has a great strength and great respect.
He had a great respect of Maya and fear of her.
Ah, because that's correct. Nebo...
He thinks it will be always like that.
Why not?
Mention it.
It's healthy to be afraid of Maya. It's healthy to be afraid of
Maya. Je to zdravé bát se Maji.
It's healthy to be afraid of tigers.
Je rozumné, alebo zdravé, akože mať respekt s tigrom, alebo bát se jich.
You know, it's like there was in... They took a devotee in South Africa to a lion park.
Takže odaného nějakou vzali do parku, kde žijí vlagy.
And then, you know... They were in the car and the lions were outside.
Oni byli na tom autě a ty lvi tam pobíhali vonku.
So it was hot and all the lions were sleeping.
Takže bylo horuco a všechny ty lvi tam prostě tak lenivo pospávali.
So this sleeping lion comes up to the car.
Takže ten spiaci lev zrazu sa ocitol pri autě.
And one devotee for the photo just opened the window. And he started petting the lion.
A jeden odaný si chcel ho odfotiť a začalo sa s ním ako tak maznať, otvoril si okno a začal ho tam proste hladkať.
Crazy.
Blázný nápad.
Cracked.
Uletený.
Lions are 10 times as fast as we are.
Levy sú 10 krát rýchlejšie ako sme my.
And like the jaws of the lion can in one bite your head off if they want to.
Takže keby ten lev chcel, tak jedným zahryznutím tej čelusti vám odryznú proste hlavu.
So, you know, that's crazy.
Tak to je šialené.
So some fear of lions is intelligent.
Takže nejaký rešpekt z tých levov, to je znamená inteligencia.
Some fear of Maya is intelligent.
Nejaký strach z Máji je tiež inteligentný.
Those who are not afraid of Maya, they're fools.
Tí, ktorí sa jej neboja, tak sú hlupáci.
So even when we go back to the spiritual world and we're happy with Krishna.
Aj keď sa vrátime do duchovného sveta a sme šťastní s Krishnou.
Then one day we may just remember that. Oh, there's also a world, material world, where you can be independent, you can be lord and master yourselves.
Takže môžu nás jedná mňa napadnúť, no ešte teda je ten materiálny svet, my môžu byť nezávislí a môžu byť pánmi sami sebe.
And then you will say, no, thank you very much, no, not interested.
Ty si povie, no, tak díky moc, ja už mňa to fakt nezaujíma.
Díky moc, because you remember.
Pretože si to pamätáš, tak už nechceš.
You remember all the suffering you went through.
Pamätáš si všetky tie utrpenia, ktorými si prešiel.
So, yes, we can remember that if we get involved with Maya, that is very dangerous.
Môžeme si spomenúť, že ak sa zapletieme s Majou, tak je to veľmi nebezpečné.
Get big trouble.
Môže to byť veľký problém.
First it looks really good.
Najprv to vyzerá veľmi dobre.
And then it gets really bad.
A potom je to úplne zlé.
Okay, it's sort of breakfast time.
Takže čas ráno.
So we may end.